You wanted to see me, MacD?
Yeah, Tracy, come on in, girl. Come on in. Close the door. Have a seat, girl. Have a seat. How you doing? You good?
Good. I paid you this morning, you know. Roxy was there with me.
Nah, baby. I know it. It's all good. It's all good. I want to talk to you about something else.
You ain't gonna hit me, are you?
Trixie, relax, girl. Have I ever hit you or any of the other girls?
Well, not me. I just started here, though, and I didn't notice none of the other girls with no cuts or no bruises or anything.
Girl, I'm just not that kind of pimp, know what I'm saying? Guys like that, they give this game a bad rep. This is a business. And the best businesses are supported by happy employees. You know, I believe in positive reinforcement.
Well, this is the first stable of Imparta that gives you free sodas.
All part of the package, baby.
Is this about the dress code? Because I did, like you said, my cheeks only hang out of my skirt on casual Friday.
Nah, girl, it ain't the dress code. It ain't the dress code.
All right. So what did you want to see me for then?
Well, you see, part of maintaining a healthy workplace is having an open dialogue with my employees. When I receive customer input, be it areas where you excel or areas that present challenges for you, I like to share that feedback with you. Know what I'm saying?
Has some John been running his mouth? Because I deliver on all services paid for. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Shh, baby, Trisha, calm down. Listen. We are in a service industry, and it would be downright negligent of me not to take customer feedback into account. Now, I encourage them to fill out our customer satisfaction cards by offering a 5% discount on their next purchase, and then they, in turn, provide me with valuable data that I can use to improve the overall quality of our brand. You know what I'm saying?
I thought I was done taking input from them after they leave the motel room. So, what then?
One issue that has consistently come up in reviews of your performance, which I should point out are otherwise overwhelmingly positive, but, well, it's your language, girl, you know what I'm saying?
What about my language?
Well, frankly, maybe a few of the comments will make it a little more clearer than I can. Let's see here. Let's see now. Now, your most recent customer says you refer to his penis as his wiener.
That's right.
That's not the most sexy way to put it, Trixie, I gotta tell you.
I let him stick it in my no-no. What's sexier than that?
In your no-no?
You know, milk, lemonade, round the corner, you know?
I'm starting to see where the problem is here. Now, another customer actually put down a direct quote. Now, let's see here. It's a, give me that willy, you stinky fat baby.
He said he wanted me to be in control.
He said you put him completely out of the mood and he couldn't get off.
I wondered why he never made that white stuff come out of his pee-pee.
Trixie, listen, this business we chose, it may be a little unconventional, but it still operates under the certain core principles. I hired you because, well, you're beautiful, and also because you're willing to do just about anything with a client, as far as I could tell. I like an open-minded employee. It's just that
if I don't start using cuss words, you're going to cut a bee?
First of all, I would never, ever refer to any of the ladies in my employism as a bee. Ever. Second, I feel like we addressed this already. I don't believe in running that kind of an organization. If this behavior continues, however, I will have no choice but to place a disciplinary notice in your personnel file.
You want to place a what in my what?